Welcome, everybody, to another stellar edition of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, the Frosty One himself. The Mug is on assignment this week, but we'll hold down the fort. It's E3 week. The song that you heard at the beginning was, of course, the theme song to Plants vs. Zombies, courtesy of Laura Shigihara, which we had an interview with her this past week. So go on the feed, rpgrinders.com. You will get that full interview in its entirety. We had a good time. She's a good gal, man. She's awesome. And the game is awesome. Rockwin is the game. Gents, E3 week, right?
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, shit. Really? Yeah.
It's winding down now, but
yeah, I think we missed it. Break. Did you miss it? Because I kind of
fuck. I gotta go back and I need to. I'll talk to you guys later because I gotta go look at this stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to the news. We'll get that out of the way. There's some E3 news in there, but we'll talk about E3 in general later. We got a bunch of good stuff to talk about. Eric, take us away.
All right. First article is from Gamatsu, and it's about how Moreo Chronicle coming to the West via PC and on Steam this summer. And it was originally released in May 2014 on the Vita in Japan, but then there was an Asia version that had the English localization because that was their way of getting around the fact that they probably couldn't publish it in this country. Yeah. Or most European countries. But anyways, the PC version features 1080p graphics as well as options for Japanese and traditional Chinese subtitles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an overview over it about it.
A particularly good game, but I bought the Vita version on a whim. Mm. But I'll probably check it out for review. I'll actually have to play it at that point.
Yeah, there's fans of almost every game, man. Even shitty ones for sure.
I mean, it's like it's a decent dungeon RPG, but the story and fan service will turn most people off.
Yeah.
Insert your Dragon Quest VIII jokes after that.
Mm-hmm. How dare you? How dare you?
By decent, man? I mean mechanics only.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, you knew this next story was coming to you, Breakman.
I know, I did. I was ready. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Hakuoki Kyoto Winds coming to PC via Steam this summer.
Oh, dude, I can't even make fun of you. You did that. Nice,
I was
smooth,
I was,
man,
practicing because I knew you were going to give it to me. I was sitting here reading it.
Yeah. All right, continue.
Hakuoki Kyoto Winds is coming to PC via Steam this summer with updated graphics and English, Japanese, and traditional Chinese language options.
By updated, I mean just higher res pictures.
Yeah, goody.
Which is good because Amnesia Memories, I think, pretty much use the same assets as the Vita version, and they didn't look all that much better.
Yeah. Let him finish the story, Eric. Okay, go ahead. Break.
Let me see. The game will be launching on PlayStation 4 July 13th.
You skipped a bunch, man. You skipped a bunch of stuff.
So I didn't. The game first launched for PS Vita in North America and Europe in May. Well, I don't know why I had to read that. It is the first in a two-part series in Japan, a collection including Hakuoki Kyoto Winds and Hakuoki Shinkai Hana no Shu.
God damn it.
Show is due out in PlayStation for PlayStation 4. Jesus Christ.
You messed up the English word, but not the the Japanese, my friend.
I'm done with this story. I'm not reading anymore.
Yeah, you don't have to read anymore, man. I'll read the next story. This one comes to us from Silicon Era. Ni no Kuni 2 arrives on November 10th, 2017. So this is exciting. I like the first one. I know it had issues. So there you go. Just a 2017 window it had, but now it's dated November 10th. So That's something to look forward to. It's a beautiful looking game, if nothing
else.
I've
heard reports from people who played the demo, though, that the battle system still isn't that great.
Well, they have plenty of time to try to tighten that up.
I mean, aside from the fact that the first game had AI problems, like, it also had clunky combat, so they still haven't fixed the clunky combat, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're listening out there, there is a chat room, too, that you can join in the fun. Dungeon Buster's in there. We usually have a few people, but I know Freak Vibe's in California, so he can't grief us today, which is exciting, actually. And no harmonica.
I wouldn't be surprised if he finds goes to his local library and...
oh, my God. Don't say that.
Pops on.
Don't say that. All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is Nicholas is bringing Blade Strangers, The End Is Nigh, It'll Do 2+, and Tiny Barbarian DX to E3. So we're just going to talk briefly about each one of these games. But Blade Strangers is a fighting game featuring characters from Cave Story, Code of Princes, and Umihara Kawase. Basically, anything either Nicholas has published or Studio Sanzen has made. But anyways, there's also a game called The End Is Nigh, which is Edward McMillar's, I think that's his name, next game following The Binding of Isaac.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be more like Super Meat Boy, but you're playing as like a piece of Ash, I guess, called Ash.
Weird.
And the idea is to get through the levels and find a friend. And like, apparently the world blew up, and, like, the only thing that's left are – the only that's alive are parts of people.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird.
Yeah,
but
it does sound weird.
It'll Do 2 Plus is a Switched version of It'll Do 2 with a couple of extra features, apparently. Yeah. And Tiny Barbarian DX is also coming to the Switch, which is a – game, I think that was on a PS4. It might not even be out yet, but I think the reason they might have delayed it is because they decided they wanted to do a Switch version.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Those are four or five interesting games to look forward to. Breakman, I'll give you an easy one this
coming
time.
To us live from Silicon Era. Beyond Good and Evil 2 debuts at Ubisoft's E3 2017 briefing. And the game that I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people have been looking for a long time, asking, when are we going to get Beyond Good and Evil 2? I like the first game, but I wasn't dying for a sequel like a lot of people.
I kind
of
was dying for a sequel. I like the first one. The first
game was a good game. It's been so long since there's been one.
There's a little caveat in poor here. I mean, haven't officially announced it because – because, like, I mean, this is equivalent to announcing Kingdom Hearts 3 when Square did.
Yeah.
They haven't even started development yet.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, they just made this trailer just like the last time.
Oh, boy.
So who knows if it's going to be another runaround?
That's another thing is they've done that before where they just released a trailer of the game. Like, here, look, we're working on it.
Yeah.
Final announcement made during Ubisoft's E3 2017 presentation involved a long-awaited game, Beyond Good and Evil 2. Like I said previously, and Erica said, they have done this before. Mm-hmm. Rather than a sequel, it's a prequel to the 2003 PlayStation 2, GameCube, Xbox. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
It's still a sequel. It just takes place before.
Yeah, this is a non-story.
I hate the prequel term.
They have some more details on it than they did before. It's set in System 3 during the 24th century. It is a trade hub. Unfortunately, corruption runs rampant as corporations create hybrid slaves to do their bidding. Players will follow a group of pirates as they work to become captain and find freedom. A new Beyond Good and Evil 2 program has been announced. Ubisoft Montpellier is inviting fans to participate in the Space Monkey program. This means people will have an impact on the development of the game by voicing their opinions as a team makes the game.
Oh,
I just want to note that they spelled Montpellier wrong. Yeah. This is a Silicon Era.
Yeah.
But
of course.
Michael Ansel's a little bit too ambitious because he's promising all these pie-in-the-sky things like you'd expect Peter Molyneux to with Fable.
Yeah, Molyneux. I was going to say that, although I think Ansel is probably a little more talented at getting his vision across. Dungeon Buster in chat says...
Well, he had to spend years trying to convince Ubisoft to actually give them the green light to do right. this.
Well, dude, his plan's coming to fruition because we'll eventually get this game. Dungeon Buster says, I'm happy to see a sequel being made at least. It's also a, quote, zero-day development.
If it and, doesn't get canceled.
Eric, hang on. Dungeon Buster says the trailer is all concept ideas and don't Molyneux it, Ansel. Yeah, I think Molyneux is the new term that we should use. But look, the video looks awesome. If the game looks anything like those videos, I'm okay with it as long as the game plays.
The game, though, it feels like almost completely different IP with the Beyond Good Evil slapped onto it and parts of the story just loosely connected.
Well, that dude, it's concept, right? But at least we have a good visual of what it's going to look like. But God damn it, I can't talk today. We'll skip this because it's non-story. Next story from Silicon Era. Undertale heading to PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita. I think we kind of figured that. During Sony's E3 2017 pre-show, a major indie release was announced. Undertale is being ported to both the PS4 and the Vita, be available both digitally and physically for the PS4 through fangamer.com. And there is Japanese support, language support for the game. So there'll be bonuses and whatnot. So it's a...
You mean you don't get like a Japanese man to come to your home and help you play it?
Oh my goodness. You would like a Japanese man coming to your house to help you play
it. That's what you said.
I'm kind of holding out for a Switch version because it doesn't say anything about it being exclusive. So I'm going to assume it's going to happen later.
Yeah. Yeah. Dungeon Buster, yeah, that's true. There's a lot of Easter eggs for fans of Beyond Good and Evil in those videos. All right, let's move on. Breakman.
Coming to us live from Silicon Air, Monster Hunter World heading to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC in early 2018. Monster Hunter is coming back to the PlayStation. Monster Hunter World, oh my god. Monster Hunter World was revealed during the Sony E3 2017 presser. In it, we watched a hunter go through various areas, hunting various creatures. In one case, he was wielding some sort of gun against a massive monster. It currently has an early 2018 release window. The game will also have a seamless map with multiple ecosystems. Update! Monster Hunter World will have single and multiplayer missions with an online drop-in multiplayer system. People from different regions can play together for the first time thanks to cross-region play. That sounds
Yay,
good.
Yay, that's awesome, man.
Holy shit, they got a lot of details on the story. But yeah, only Dungeon Buster's going to see because he's the only one in chat.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster's the only one in chat. What's up with that? Monster Hunter World's looking good. I'm not a Monster Hunter player.
A lot of people got it burnt. A little bummed because it looks like a more Western style Souls game than a Monster Hunter game.
So what?
And it's a game that was clearly designed for Western fans in mind. Look. And people are angry because it didn't sound like Capcom was going to be doing a Monster Hunter XX.
Oh boy.
Or Double Cross or something for the Switch. Or the 3DS for that matter.
So you're telling me gamers
even,
got
even though on? Even though
I know break.
Even though that it was only recently announced for the 3DS and just announced for the Switch this week.
Yeah.
So complaining a lot about nothing right now.
If
months go by and we still don't hear about it, then we can start worrying.
Yeah, no, Breakman hit it on the head. Gamers cry about any fucking thing, man. They'll find a reason to cry.
I mean, there is reason for concern because Capcom's still in the mode. Well, it didn't sell enough to us, even though it sold over a million.
Yeah, but look, check it out. Here's the thing: why cry about a game until you've played it? When you play it, then cry about it. Until then. Give it some breathing room, let it chill
unless
out.
Unless you want to be an elitist like me.
Yeah, unless you want to be an elitist like Brent.
Phantoms are – they're mentally dysfunctional.
Are you part of Trump's transition team, Break? I think that's what it is, man. That's what it is.
I was just trying to drink. Don't do that to me.
Eric, next story, please.
Next story is that the Shadow Colossus is getting remade on the PlayStation 4 in 2018. That's all I have to really say about that.
Yeah.
Excited. Maybe. Look. Maybe. I hope they fix the jankiness of that game.
Look, I love Shadow of the Colossus, okay? It's one of my favorite games. I think it's great. Ico is up there, too. Yeah, you're definitely elitist, man. Breakman. Shadow of the Colossus is an awesome game. I saw the high-definition video for it, and the only discernible difference that I can gather from the trailer that I saw was the fact that the scale, they got the scale right now. Like, it was the bosses were huge in the PS2 and then the remaster PS3 version, but this version, there's something about it that just gives it a more grand scale. You know what I'm saying? Like it just seems bigger to me. Like
it's also less blocky.
Yeah, a little less blocky. It looks great, but I don't know if I'm gonna pick it up a third time. I played that game so much. So, all right, next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga plus Bowser's Minions announced for 3DS. Okay, Nintendo announced this game will be launching on October 6th. It is a renewed classic Mario & Luigi journey to the Bean Bean Kingdom with Bowser to restore Princess Peach's voice. Control Mario and Luigi simultaneously, making use of their unique brothers' moves to solve puzzles and emerge victorious in action-packed battles. Mm-hmm. Recruit characters to grow your own minion army as you fight to locate your missing leader. And yeah. So why are they teaming up with Bowser? What the fuck?
They aren't. This is just a special mode that you can play.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. Because like, he's kidnapped Princess Peach like a billion times at this point. Like, yeah. I just – yeah, they should just kick him in the balls and walk away.
Although this is a good idea for Eric Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw – there's another game I saw that's coming out on Eric Day. Beyond Good – no. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's – No. You're probably thinking of South Park, and that's actually a couple days later.
No, I'm thinking of something with evil in the title. Shit.
Yeah, that would be me. Is it called Frank? That would be me.
Frank, I'm being serious. Oh, God okay. Damn you.
Sorry.
That's right.
All right.
Evil Within. It's the Evil Within 2.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't remember.
So which hopefully is a lot better than the PS4 version of the original game.
Yeah. Look, I was impressed with Nintendo's lineup at E3 and their booth. Obviously, they don't do a press conference, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. But, dude, this game is exciting to me, Break, and it should be to you, too. Because, dude, fucking Goombas, dude. You can play as Goombas. What's wrong with that?
That's funny.
Breakman.
I haven't seen it yet. I'll have
dude.
To
check out
look at the video or something.
And the music is going to be updated, which is a boon because the original game's music is kind of not good.
Yeah. I think it's going to be good, man. The fact that you can play some of these – I want a game where you can play as all of them and they all have different powers and shit. That would be awesome.
I was watching – I watched their Treehouse, but I missed this game.
Yeah, you should – dude, the trailer's nice.
I hope they rebalance the final boss because that was ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to read the next story, Eric, and I'll give you the one after that. Level 5 this comes to us from Gamatsu, by the way. Level 5 acquires Comcept. Now, Level 5 Comcept. They should just leave it at Level 5. What the fuck? Level 5 has acquired Comcept. Really? And the
subsidiary. Does that mean that people will finally get their copy of the physical copy of Mighty Number 9 and the special features that they paid for?
Nope.
That is something that I think the game was made by IntoCreates, but Concept was the people who did the Kickstarter, so maybe. So like if they have a publisher packing them, maybe they can get it done.
God, that game was awful anyways. Why
did you have to think, Rick, you have to remember Concept isn't actually a developer or a publisher. Mm-hmm. It is basically a think tank for people to get together and come up with ideas for games, then find people to make them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, Level 5 I have a little bit of trust in because they created the greatest game of all time, Dragon Quest VIII. But you know, they've fallen off a little bit, but you know, who knows? Maybe there'll be some good things to come from level 5.
I don't know. Maybe more output from level 5 using some of their ideas would be interesting.
I like Inafune, but that last Mighty Number 9, Breakman. I mean, did you like it? Do you like
it? I never played it.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed it, but I acknowledge it has a fuck ton of problems.
Yeah, it does. It has tons of problems. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is also from Gamatsu, and it's the last story, and it's a story I'm sure everybody's going to love. But Dot Hack,
yes,
GU Last Code Remaster Collection announced for PS4 and PC, and the best part is a trademark for Europe was filed like only a couple days ago.
Yeah, yeah, this is good news. The Dot Hack bands. Where's D5T? He has the preeminent website on Dot Hack, man.
I think they closed it down though.
Oh, did he close it down? Damn it! Damn it! I'd like to have D5T back.
And I haven't seen D5T in VOG in like forever. Then yeah. Again, maybe he just lurks on all games.
I've seen him on Twitter. I'll have to give him a shout out, see if that website's back up, because it was interesting. It was a really good, like it was the top Dot Hack website. It was awesome. So
yeah, Dungeon Buster says has some issues and wasn't super great, but not a dumpster fire unless you count that horrible trailer.
Oh god, that trailer.
Shame on you, Deep Silver. Shame on you.
Deep Silver, I know, man. It was awful. All right.
Saints Row style trailer. Right. Oh boy.
Yep. No homie discounts. Is there any Twitter questions, Breakman?
Oh, here's some tidbits about the game.
Yeah.
1080p and 60 frames per second, so yes.
That's pretty awesome.
High resolution movies, high detail backgrounds and user interface, etc. And game system evolutions. This is the retry feature has been added, movement speed has been increased, auto mode, play with your strongest levels of equipment, and maximum items that you can possess has been increased to 90. Item menu shortcuts and sort features. Features to use the same item over and over. Empty equipment slots are easier to understand. Maximum Kim spheres or virus cores you can possess as a creature, the 999. And new recovery method called Leisurely Break adds the platform available from the early stages and says you could choose between Sako and Bo in the party. So that's good because apparently in the game they're not always available, so you could at least have one of the two around.
Yeah.
But decrease the probability of allies selling the items you've given them. Improvements made in Volume 2 and 3 have been applied to Volume 1, so that's nice. Yeah. Attack power has been increased, and hit stops during attacks have been reduced to speed up the battle tempo.
Yeah.
So battles go much faster.
Yeah,
because that was one of the problems with Dota games. They're kind of slow battles.
Yeah, I wish we had D5T in chat, man. I don't know.
Learning weapons proficiency increased, acquired experience points increased. You can skip awakening scenes, which is nice, because I don't think you could do that in the original.
Yeah.
And they're probably like summons, and they probably take forever. But some tough enemies have been made a bit easier, so there's a rebalancing stuff.
Yeah.
General shot bullet speed has been increased. Avatar battle balance revised. As a spend feature during Avatar battle gameplay. In Volume 3, changed to make it possible to do the marriage events with all characters that can become your ally without having to redo them.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any more to the story, Eric?
There's additional stuff like the videos from the End of the World Terminal disc included with the original PS2 release of Volume 1 are included in the collection. And this says there is a Hasio, which is the main character, with an unfamiliar face. So I guess there's an extra character, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's interview tidbits, which I don't need to cover.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. No homie discounts, any Twitter questions, Break?
Actually, there is a lot going on Twitter. Due to our recent appearance by, our special guest that I wasn't there for.
I know, Break.
I know. Like, I couldn't wait anymore. I had stuff to do. Like, I didn't get done until by the time I was done, it was 9:30.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, that was at the end. Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tried to come. I came back in, but you guys were done. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll go back out there. And
you left 2 minutes after she showed up and got there a minute after the interview was over, man. It was I felt bad, man. I knew you wanted to be in on that, man. But, you know. All right. Twitter.
Okay, let's see go. Here. Back to Twitter. I'm trying to see where she's. I don't want to mention that yet because that'll go to the Stinkos when we get to them.
Right.
So let's see here. Streaming large Stinko, yes it is. Then Frank was talking to Warrior Innkeeper on Twitter.
Yeah.
Warrior, no problem. Maybe you can come on our small show to promote. Yeah, maybe. And he says he'd love to, or she. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Warrior Innkeeper, I'm guessing, is a male. But, yeah, we'd love to have you on.
But podcast host, I was just going with the odds are, man.
Yeah, yeah. Just
and, you know, there's some conversation between you two. If people want to read it, they can read it on, yeah, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I have not heard the interview yet, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We got a message from Camp Noodles One at Camp Noodles One. Mm-hmm. OML. I don't know what that OML means.
I don't know what.
Uh-huh. I actually watched Life is Beautiful because I thought that there were some similarities.
Yeah.
I missed your interview, so I don't know what she means.
Just listen to it, Rake.
It's sad.
Half an hour of your time.
Oh, here. Yeah. Wait, look. Freak 5. Okay. What?
Hold on.
Rake's sad because she literally came 2 minutes after he had to go.
He literally came 2 minutes after he had to go. Anyways, no.
After he left, I came. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. look, I just real quickly, it's a half an hour. Breakman can't even take a half an hour out of the week. So
I waited a half hour for her.
I know. I'm just saying, dude, my point is. Check it. My point is, nobody listens to this show, man. That's my point. Go ahead, break.
Okay, so anyways, from our friend Freak5Chaos, I have at Freak5Chaos, I have had a feeling of dread ever since crossing the border into Colorado because he was driving through on his way to California. I think at Frank French's has an evil aura.
Yeah.
Frank responds like, dude, how's the fresh weed air treating you all? maybe it was the weed air is what he sensed.
Dude, it's funny. Like, we had a little exchange. You'll probably get into it. But I told him, I was like, we didn't get a chance to meet each other. He was just driving through, but we'll probably get a chance to meet when he comes back. But I told him, I was like, he was speeding through Colorado to avoid me. That's what it was. So Freak, if you're listening, you're just avoiding. I'll catch you outside on the way back, man. All right. Continue, break.
Yeah. He'll be the one out in this front yard only wearing a bathrobe.
Yeah, I don't even own a bathrobe, man.
Oh, he'll be wearing nothing then.
No.
Freak 5 guesses, I have already seen two of Frank Branch's favorite things, in which case I had to interject with weed and choir boys.
Oh, my God. You son of a bitch, Breakman. Well, you got half of it right. Half of it you definitely
Frank
got.
Frank responded with, what, weed and pretty women?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Freak says, but I want to meet Mug. Well,
oh, God. Sorry.
And oh, I get God. A dirty look emoji from or a meme from Frank.
You know what they can do? They those two can go camping, and Mug can play him the harmonica all night long. I'm sure that would be wonderful.
And just kind of he didn't send these in the same tweet, but he sent a picture of a train with the word police on it, and he said he called it the poo poo choo choo, or popo. I'm sorry, the popo choo choo.
I know why the motherfucker sent that. I exiled him for that, man. Fucking trains. We still have trains.
And now also he needs a Digital Go simulator that incorporates the police train.
Oh, God, you son of a bitch, Eric.
Frank's memes.
Eric, you are fucking exiled. You combine trains with police? Are you serious?
Yeah, exiled. Put it in the next train simulator.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. All right. Anything else?
Theme. Police train. Sorry. Frank, Freak says, I will let you know when we are coming through on our way back to Iowa.
Yeah.
Talking to you, Frank, so you can wait for him.
Yeah.
And there's more memes by Frank because Frank was meme happy this day.
Oh God, I've been going meme happy all the time, man. It's fun.
Yeah, you have to look at our Twitter stream if you want. It's a bunch of memes. There's Dragon Ball meme. There's Eddie Murphy meme. I don't even know who that. Oh wait, I know her. That's she's married to Tom Cruise, right?
Who? You're not talking Penelope Cruz? No, she was divorced from Cruz.
Yeah, I said she was married.
Oh, Penelope Cruz.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Katie. Yeah, that's another one.
Okay, yep. That's one of your memes. Okay, that's it.
Oh, okay. Wow, that was an abrupt end, man. I thought we were going to have a lively discussion on how great I am and how much Freak 5 sucks. But okay, let's move on.
Which followers were you expecting that from?
All of my legions of followers. All right.
All of them?
Yeah. Okay. All five of them on Twitter. All right. What have you been playing, guys? Let's start with Break. Halo Wars.
Actually.
Oh, shit. Something different.
E3 this week. Every E3, it seems EA is doing this thing where they allow you to play a bunch of their games for free. That's why I played Plants vs. Zombies and then bought Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare. What's it called? Plants vs. Zombies? Warfare or something?
Garden Warfare.
I can't fucking remember the name of the title, but I bought that one. I played that a lot for a while. I haven't played it in a while, but I will again. But I've started playing another game. I downloaded a few, and I don't know if I'm going to get to the other few because I really fucking love Titanfall.
God damn,
that game's a lot of fun. I've been playing that for free all week.
It looks so fun, dude. There
are points where you can get into combat with somebody close combat. You can rip them out of the pilot seat and then kill them.
Yeah.
That's just fun. That's so rewarding.
Oh, shit. I'm getting a phone call, so Erica can continue after Break, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I've also played some of the normal games I played. I downloaded Battlefield. I haven't played that yet because I've just been playing Titanfall. It's the first one. It's not even the sequel. And just as I'm playing it, I just keep thinking of that South Park episode with Awesomeo. And I over and over again, I hear the butter singing, "Me and My Robot Friend." Because you can get out of your mech and he can follow you around, or he, she, it.
You're probably going to wait for the next time Titanfall 2 is like $17 or whatever to buy it again. Because I didn't have the money at the time it was sold for that much. That brief period that it was erroneously being sold for like under 20.
Yeah. I didn't play the first one until now. So I guess next time it's on sale, I will.
There's no single player mode for it. So
no, I know. I'm playing it now. But yeah. This one I'm playing now. But I'm saying next time it's on sale, I'll pick up the second one instead of getting this one. But. Yeah, a lot of fun. And, that's pretty much it. That's what I'm going to do after the show's over. So, me and my robot friend are going to kick some ass. If anybody's playing Titanfall, and anybody wants to play a game from 3 or 4 years ago, let me go on Xbox Live. I'll see you then.
Anyways, I've been playing The Walking Dead Season 3. I actually had to play Season 2 before I played Season 3, but I finished Season 2. But I talked about that last week, but I wanted to get it done Season 3 done yesterday, but I felt gross all week. Like, I think I've got like some kind of infection. So now I'm just riding it out.
Like a sinus infection or something?
Something that my eye is like bothering me right now. So then there's goop coming out of it. So it's probably conjunctivitis, but.
Ugh, okay, I hope you feel better.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get an antibiotic for it, but at this point, it's mostly dying at this point. I've had it for.
Oh, you're getting over it. That's good.
But,
Yeah.
Anyways, I played a little bit more Period Cube, and I played a little bit of Samurai Warriors Spirit of Sonata. It's a Samurai Warriors game.
Yeah.
So, I just played long enough to get a list of features for the game, and the I sent my draft to the production room of honestgamers.com, and I'm just waiting for them to tell me what they're going to fix and whether or not I'm okay with the changes, and then they'll submit it, and then it'll be ready to read.
Cool.
So I'll be whenever he can get around to it. Sounds like he's pretty busy since he hasn't responded to me yet.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster likes Titanfall 2, so yeah.
That's good. I definitely want to check that out because I'm having a lot of fun with the first one, and so far I haven't got my ass kicked in it.
The weird thing about Highlight was that there was like actually a sequel to Highlight for like the Dreamcast, which is good. Not bad like the NES game.
How did that get a sequel?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like a Super Highlight or something like that. Yeah. I think that's what it's called.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
I saw a movie, which I'm going to talk about later.
Okay. I played Marvel Puzzle Quest. That's about all the time that I've had, and we'll just leave it at that. Let's move on to our stinkos of the week.
And you should take that back, Brickman. Sonic Unleashed was a half of a bad game.
Let's
half
move on.
A bad game. I think it was Unleashed. That's the one that has like the first whole hour is like a tutorial.
Yeah, for those listening on the archives, they're talking about
that might have been 06, actually.
Talking about chat, Sonic Unleashed.
It was one of the Sonic games that was just so it was so terrible.
Uneven.
It was almost unplayable.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on to our stinkos. Stinko of the Weeko. Let's go with Breakman.
I actually have two stinkos. I think the one we can all agree on is I think it was Saturday or Sunday. We lost Batman.
Yeah, Adam West, man. Dude, that was a bad one, man. That hurts. Yeah.
He's one of those guys that you never ever heard anything bad about.
No, nobody has a bad thing. Anybody that you talk to about Adam West that met Adam West said he was the most generous, kind, nice, genuinely nice people. He was sort of a male Betty White, if you can imagine that. So it's sad to see Adam West go. It really is. Go ahead, Breakman. I'm sorry.
I mean, you're fine. I agree. It's sad. He was typecast as Batman for his whole career, but I mean, if you're going to be typecast as something, fucking Batman for real, you know?
Yeah. I think that calls for listening to the theme song. Don't you think? I mean, do we have a minute for Adam West here? Break.
I'm hanging my head in sorrow.
All right, here we go. Hang on. It's got, you know how YouTube is sometimes, man. Hang on. I gotta Jesus Christ, man. If I didn't fuck things up, it wouldn't be RP Grinders. Okay, here we go. Batman, Adam West, rest in peace, man. You know,
I have a stinko. I forgot to mention it.
Wait, we didn't get to you. I was going first.
Yeah, Breakman.
Well, I mean, I forgot to put it in, so all don't right. skip over me.
Well, all I'm not done with my stinkos, but
Breakman.
I was gonna say I think like the only character left alive from that show is probably Burt Ward, right?
Yeah. I believe you're correct, dude, because Eartha Kitt died years ago. Cesar Romero died years ago. Burgess Meredith.
I know, Burgess Meredith. There were so many awesome actors to play the villains in that show.
I know, man. Cesar Romero was a great Joker. He's underrated as Joker, in my opinion, but whatever. Sad news for sure. Breakman, what's your second one?
My other stinko goes to earlier this week, a man named Otto Warmbier, who has the most fucking awesome name I've ever heard.
Yes.
And was returned to America from North Korea, where he'd been for over a year. When he was returned to us, all of America found out, especially his parents, that he's been in a coma for over a fucking year. In North Korea. Like, they didn't even bother to tell us he was in bad health, you know?
Yeah.
After they made him go through that fake-ass trial bullshit where they put you on – you know, they put you on camera and they make you say stuff. Basically, if you don't, you know you're fucked because you're in North Korea.
Yeah, look, dude,
I'd say first, let me before I go any farther, I give a big stinko to anybody who goes to fucking North Korea.
Ooh,
for fuck's sake, what's wrong with you?
Oh my goodness, dude. I'm glad you said that. I appreciate that, Breakman, because fuck you, Dennis Rodman, you fucking piece of shit. And you know what he did when he went there? He handed Kim Jong-un a fucking copy of Donald Trump's book, Art of the Deal. I shit you not.
Oh, my God.
I shit you not.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, I'm not kidding, dude.
What a jackass.
Oh, my God, dude. I was so pissed. I was so pissed. Thanks, Dungeon in chat, by the way.
Why does he have to get involved in shit like that? Why? Somebody please tell Dennis Rodman no.
Look, it's all about money. He went based on a website, and it was
– Dude, you were the – you could play defense in the NBA when nobody else was playing defense, okay? And then somehow you made a fucking career, made yourself into some celebrity off of it. Okay, that time is done. Now stop, please.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, his time is over. I mean, he's lived a full life. I mean, damn, he's...
Whoa, Dungeon Buster visited North Korea? What the fuck?
Holy shit, Dungeon Buster. This is an RP Grinders exclusive. You might have to call in and tell us about that sometime, Dungeon Buster.
Yeah, like, what the hell, man? I say don't go there because there's no American embassy. We do not have – came back fine, but their food leaves a lot to be desired. Well, as long as you follow their rules, you should be all right. But yeah. there are things – like what he did was apparently that on a dare he stole one of their propaganda posters.
Oh, what if
he was taking one of their posters home. Woo!
I know.
That got him sent into prison, and there are more Americans sent in prison, but the fact we got him back is like, yes, and then as soon as we get him back, we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they said he has North Korean said he had botulism, so they gave him a sleeping pill and he fell into a coma.
Oh, they're full of shit, man.
They're full of shit. Like, what the fuck? Is that even possible? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
By the way, what is Trump doing in all this mess? Nothing.
Well, Trump is the one who got him. Trump is according to the warm beers, like his party. In fact, I mean his people. In fact, Trump himself talked to him, and they were actively going after him. They said Obama didn't do anything.
Mm. Well, I'd have to read this story.
Credit the Trump party for getting him back, according to the warm beers.
Skeptical, not of the warm beers, because that's probably the story that they got fed by Trump's, you know, surrogate/minions. But
yeah, I just call them the Trump people.
We'll find out the truth on everything, man. Just like this whole stupid Russia.
I don't know. I don't think we ever. Well, there's so many things we just would never find the truth to, like whatever happened to that Malaysian flight, stuff like that. You know.
Yeah, I don't know,
maybe we'll find out like 50 years from now or something, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lost time.
Yeah. Anything else?
Dungeon Buster. Let me go back a little bit. It was a few years ago, but it's totally possible to do it, which is dumb because the hotel he stayed at is for foreign visitors, and he wanted a poster that bad. He could have just bought one at a gift shop.
Yeah.
All the propaganda you could ever want is there. Well, what happened was apparently like one of his friends dared him to steal one or something. And, you know.
Yeah.
He was like 20, I think 21, 22 or something like that, you know. Dumbass.
Yeah, I know. Anytime you're in a country that's headed by a dictator –
That's part of my point too. Is you shouldn't go to a country where we're not wanted.
Well,
for one thing, another thing, when you go there, and I hate to say this, Dungeon Buster, but when you were there, you spent your money. Where do you think your money went to?
Yeah, no, I don't blame. Look,
Pyongyang and their dictator. He gets most of the money.
Right. There's no question, but I don't blame Dungeon Buster for going to North Korea.
I'm just saying, like, it's not.
Yeah.
He says it's not smart to do a dumb thing while visiting a totalitarian regime known for torturing its own people. Right. Yeah, in fact, big news story, like he had his own his uncle or brother-in-law assassinated?
Oh, yeah, that was –
Jesus Christ.
No, like, that was his half-brother. He had his half-brother assassinated. Well, allegedly it was Kim Jong-un, but come on, man. I mean, really? I mean, that dude surfaces – I think it was in Japan or – Korea, South Korea or something, and he got assassinated in the airport.
Far away from North Korea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he wasn't in South Korea, but I'm pretty sure he was in Japan or – fuck, man. I read that story. It was
– Yeah, like all the money that they get from like China and Russia and support from us when we tell them like, here, we'll give you money if you don't build these bombs, and we give them money and they go back to building the missiles because there's no –
Yeah.
Yeah. because we're stupid for giving them money in the fucking first place. It was a bad idea.
And
you know what it does is it keeps making Kim Jong asshole richer.
Yeah, I know, man. But
half the country, I heard some stats about it this morning. Like, only like a third of the country has paved roads or something.
Yeah, it's
like they are so far behind in the times. Like, it's sad.
Yeah, and you know why? They're trying to put all their eggs into the nuclear.
Dungeon Buster has a great point when he says, "Where do you think my money goes to here whenever collateral damage happens overseas, thanks to a missile taxpayer money paid for?"
Dude, Dungeon Buster, thanks.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, thanks, Dungeon Buster. You bring up a great point.
North Korea makes most of his money from arms sales and resources. Yep. Yep. I don't think that's true. I think they make most of their money from you're right. They would be selling arms to them.
Yeah, it's arms sales.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You are right, Dungeon Buster.
There's a lot of bullshit going on with Russia and North Korea, and it just seems a little fishy to me that all this stuff is coming to a head after this election. You know what I'm saying? Like we didn't hear really much of anything other than the Syria attacks and all the shit that's going on in the Middle East that Obama kind of propagated.
Well, that's because Trump has been poking North Korea.
Yep.
He started poking him. When Obama was president, he didn't talk shit about them, but he did give them money at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, don't build that bomb. Here's some money. And then, they still went back to doing that shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. Come on. I mean, it's a disaster in the Middle East.
Which I don't agree with that approach, but I also don't agree with Trump's approach of let's go piss him off, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's move on, unless you have anything else, break.
No. I mean, so he's in a coma, and apparently he was a really smart kid. Yeah. He was going to – I forget what college he was going to, but anyway. So he came back in a coma. He's probably brain dead.
Sucks, man. I feel
– If he survives, he'll never be the same.
I feel bad for the family for sure, man. That's an awful way to come back home. It's terrible. All right, Eric.
Yeah, I heard – that's one of the ones I heard about Dungeon Buster. He said – and to an earlier point, he executed his uncle using an anti-aircraft gun, supposedly. If there was a definition of overkill, I think that would be fucking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. All right, Eric. Let's move on to your Stinkos of the Week.
My Stinko is lamenting the death of Keith Robinson, who was the father of the Intellivision. I think he died at 65.
Oh, that's way young.
I didn't hear that either. That's sad.
Wow, that's really young, man. Damn, 65. Oh, fuck. I didn't hear that either, Eric. That really sucks. I don't have anything prepped for Intellivision, but everybody remembers Intellivision. Great games. Fuck. That sucks, man. Mm. Anything else to say on that, Eric?
I guess my other stink would just be dealing with my conjunctivitis.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll get better, dude. I mean, there's
also going to the fucking Starbucks after my viewing of It Comes at Night to get a s'mores thing because I can't just go to anywhere to get a Starbucks where I live.
Yeah.
And them not being able to make it because they don't have any milk chocolate.
Yeah. Well, that dude, I've talked about this before with corporations. Like one time I went to Arby's and they had no beef. I'm like,
no beef. They,
dude, you
aren't they known for the worst beef commercial? What the fuck?
No, that's Burger King. But still, dude, that's like going to KFC and saying I'm out of chicken.
Burger King's have it your way.
That's what I said. No. Burger King used to be where's the beef?
Yes.
Burger King used to be where's the beef. No. That's Burger King, dude. Come on, man.
That's Arby's now. Sorry, I forgot.
But that'd be like going to KFC and saying we're out of chicken. I actually went to KFC and they were out of chicken wings. I'm like, fucking really?
The hell?
Yeah.
You'd call the Chuck immediately.
Oh, God. All right, let's move on. My Stinko of the Week, I got a few. One was Adam West, which Break announced that one, so I'm not going to go over that. That's, man, that really hurts. Should I do sad and depressing first, or should I do rant first? Rant or depressing? Which one?
Depressing, because then you'll probably take longer with the rant.
Okay. Philando Castile. I don't know if people remember that whole mess, but the cop that murdered him is scot-free and will not serve any jail time. So fuck you. Anybody that tells me that cops are good and you know, blah, blah, you know, all this, not all cops are bad and blah, 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 blah. There is at least a few cops that heard the story from that fucking piece of shit that could have stepped forward and made even more of a case against this fucking piece of slime that killed Philando Castile. That video disgusts me, and it should disgust everybody else.
I refuse to watch it because I knew it would be horrific.
Oh God, dude! Anybody that doesn't think that cop doesn't deserve to be life in jail, I have no place for them in my life. None, zero. It fucking
sucks. It's like
that
cop that's on trial in this city for one of those university cops. They say they're police. We've got the same training and everything.
Oh, fuck off.
You're a university cop, yeah. Dude. You're basically a fucking mall
security
cop
guard.
With a gun.
Yeah, mall cop with a gun. That's a perfect app descriptor, man. All right, let's move on to my next one. I'm not going to go into too much of a rant, but E3 press conferences, I do not think they are necessary anymore because that nothing.
What?
I mean,
you're a dick. I love those conferences.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry.
You're a dick.
It's not like that anymore, though, and that's why they suck.
I like conferences. I
used to
like Sony's conferences.
Dude,
year.
I used to be super amped for press conferences, and dude, last year was okay. This year was like, eh. Okay, I like the games. There was God of War, which is super exciting. But
I like how Sony did their conference. Like they basically like, here's the game, here's gameplay, and only twice did the host come out.
Yeah,
it was just game after game after game. Like
no,
that's pretty cool.
Right, I think that's cool. And I look, I'm not calling for the end of E3. Matter of fact, E3 is my sweeto of the week too, and I'll get into that. They should streamline it a little bit more. Nintendo doesn't do a press conference in there anymore.
Sony got a criminally short amount of time compared to Microsoft.
Yeah, what's the deal? Is Microsoft taking over E3 now? Because there was a lot
but it
of
didn't,
Microsoft.
I mean, it was so bad that they had to do all the reveals, like half their reveals before they even started.
Oh, God, man.
Well, they usually rent their own, like, spaces. Like, usually Microsoft holds their conference, like, outside of the E3 building.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder why they couldn't go longer.
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, that's probably because Sony's going to probably doing it inside of E3 and there's probably, like, a time limit or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the way Nintendo does things with their directs, man. I think they should have like a direct party. Like they're never going to coordinate. Those three companies are never going to do it on the same day. But you kind of have a direct, like, you know, a day or two before. And then you have like maybe not a press conference, but like a, you know, just a press video. And you have one for the fans, and then you have all the games on the floor, and you know everybody's happy. But man, wow! All right. That's my rant. Sorry, guys. Sweetos, let's go with yours, Breakman.
Mine is also for E3. You said yours is going to be into that, too. I love E3. There's always a game that I didn't know was coming, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. I wish there was.
And I get to learn more about games that I was already looking forward to and stuff like that.
Yeah. After we do Eric's Sweeto, which there's nothing listed here, Eric, we'll talk E3.
Oh, I've got one.
Okay, go ahead.
That it comes out, it turned out better than I thought it would. I was kind of worried that it wouldn't.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke out for me. Which game?
Not a game. It comes at night. I'm surprised it turned out as well as it did. I wasn't expecting it to turn out that well.
Oh yeah, dude. I've heard really good things about that movie. It's the same producers of Get Out, so they got a good thing going there at A24. So yeah. That's good, man. All right. Anybody have a lulls? Breakman, I see you have something there. Was that last week or?
No, I have one. I hit the mute button on accident.
All right.
I need to load this story real quick here. This is on CNBC. And this is how to get yourself fucking shit canned or become the most hated person ever within about a split second. Coming to us live from CNBC, Uber board member David Bonderman resigns after sexist comment at meeting. Probably the dumbest time to make a sexist comment is when you were having a meeting about women being sexual harassed.
Oh, boy.
Uber board member David Bonderman, who spurred outrage after making a sexist remark at a staff meeting, held subsequent to an investigation of sexual harassment at the ride-sharing company, has resigned on Tuesday. He's gone. Resignation was effective Wednesday.
Yeah, he'll probably take his.
So here's what happened, and here's how you are the dumbest fucking motherfucker ever. Mm-hmm. At a company staff meeting, another Uber board member, Ariana Huffington, remarked that having one woman on a board often leads to more women joining a board. Borderman replied, "Actually, that it shows is that it's much more likely to be more talking."
Oh God.
In the middle of a meeting.
He did that to Ariana Huffington? The leader of the...
In the middle of a meeting.
You've got to be fucking kidding
me. In front of
man.
Everybody.
I did not see this, man.
So
that is...
Jackass.
Holy fuck.
To say the stupidest thing ever.
Of all people to say it to, too, Ariana Huffington of the Huffington fucking Post. Really? That's awesome, man. That's really good, man.
Obviously it's going to get you – like if he didn't resign, he was fired for sure.
Right. Either way, he's got a golden parachute. He'll take his millions.
And this is a company that right now, if a lot of people don't know, and I'm sure everybody knows, but Uber launched an investigation into 47 counts of sexual harassment in the company. Mm-hmm. And they're being investigated. And there's a lot of stuff going on. Like this was the worst possible time for you to make a sexist comment.
Mm-hmm.
Make it,
I tell you what, though.
Ariana Huffington.
Yeah, I know. Of all people,
like,
Ariana
how
Huffington.
Stupid can you be?
I tell you what, though. David Bonderman's got a ways to go on the sexual assault front to catch up to Trump. So, you know.
Yeah.
just saying, man. I mean.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just – but just – oh, man. If you have your sexist views, there's time, though. That you can probably get away with saying them.
Oh, dude.
And here's the worst time ever for you to use them.
Yeah, so somebody please make a cartoon out of that. Please, an animated cartoon of that board meeting. If they can get a transcript, oh, my God, that would be something.
I wanted to see the looks on everybody's faces. Like, what the fuck did he say? And he's sitting there smiling like, like, that was funny. Why is everybody mad? Yeah. What did I say?
I think it would be awesome, man. Just do like a little animated, like even stick figure with facial expressions. Somebody get on it. Somebody way more talented than I am. All right.
It wouldn't have been funny if he wasn't like quitting immediately and being punished for it. But
right.
The fact that he's so stupid that he says it's like yelling. It's like going to like an NCAA. Oh my God! NAACP meeting and yelling the N word in the middle of the room or something. You know?
Yeah.
Just like how stupid can you be?
Right. Oh man, what an idiot! I can't even believe Ariana Huffington of all fucking people, the only woman. Jesus Christ! How really? Oh man. Dungeon Buster in chat finally saw Get Out, and he's as impressed as I was with that movie. I think it's just one of the greatest, if not the greatest, directorial dictator. Right. All right, let's move on. Eric, you have a shit ton of reviews, it looks like. Let's get to your reviews.
I have a lulz about that I found on Facebook, but I just want to mention it. I don't want to read all these. It'll take forever. But Final Fantasy in a nutshell. Basically, game plot summaries. It's like here's the one for Final Fantasy V. Evil Giving Tree and his gay lover fight a confused harem protagonist and his princesses.
What's it now?
It's stuff like that.
Was that a real sentence?
Yeah.
Okay.
Breakman's exiled, by the way.
And here's Final Fantasy VI's Star Wars, but the Emperor is killed and replaced by the Joker halfway through. Racism is bad.
Mm. Jesus.
What?
Final Fantasy VII is this eco-terrorist recruit man with padded resume, discover corporate greed, has caused giant meteor to be elected, hold recount.
Stupid. All right, dude, let's get to your reviews, man. We need to talk
E3 stuff. Recount did us any favors. Fuck.
I know.
Said a recount didn't do us any fucking favors.
I know. Yeah. All right, do your reviews, Eric, please.
Reviews. It comes at night. This is, I guess, the second movie by, the director of some movie that I've never actually heard of. But
this looks interesting.
It is about a family who lives in a post-apocalypse, but instead of like a post-zombie apocalypse, it's a post-epidemic apocalypse.
Yeah. I heard that. That's a good take on it, because that's the way it would probably be.
But, yeah. And anyways, people who survived who managed to not get sick and die by the virus that spread are now being hunted by like wild animals, apparently, that have mutated because of this virus.
Yeah.
But not only that, but other people who might be coming to rob them. And so they're basically holding out, and then they encounter this family who moves in, and there's tension because things keep happening, like the dog disappears.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's not get into the plot. Let's get in, because I haven't seen it yet, Eric. I don't want to know what happened.
It's not really a violent movie. It's more psychological horror, but it's a really good sense of dread and drama. And I think it's basically kind of like The Walking Dead, but replace zombies with evil plague.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I like The Walking Dead. But
the thing about it is, though, it's like not only do they have to worry about this thing that might be going around killing people, but they also have to worry about the virus. But they also have to worry about weathering themselves going insane and destroying each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you giving It Comes at Night, Eric, unless you have anything to add to it?
I'm going to give it a 9.
Ooh, high praise from Eric, especially on a horror movie. I don't think you've ever given a horror movie that high a praise, so that's good. All right, next one, Eric, please.
And the next one is ReZero. I might actually save that one for next week, because I kind of want to give it more time.
Okay, no worries, man.
But and then not to mention it's a season review, because the show's based on a light novel, which is basically just a Japanese version of a graphic novel, but which is also based on a web comic.
Yeah,
and the web comic's still ongoing along with the light novel, so it's going to be a while before there's a season two. So I can do this review at any time, pretty much. But I'm just going to move on to Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn Re-096, which is the TV series adaptation of the, I think 11 or 12 part OVA series. It covers 21 episodes.
Yeah.
And it is supposed to be the final story within the Universal Century. I mean, disregarding what happens after Char's counterattack and the stuff that was made after that, because that was released like many years ago. So there's Gundam F91 and the series that followed Victory Gundam, but and there's a bunch of other manga related stuff in between there. But I think this is supposed to be the de facto new canonical end of the series of the Universal Century arc. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Basically, it's the year 0096, and the Universal Century is only like 4 years away from ending. And the Universal Century, in case people didn't know, is what they decided to – the date stamp they decided to apply to this new era of supposedly peace between the Federation and their desire to expand out to space. And – But there was an attack on a satellite where the speech was made, and the prime minister was killed. So it launched a war with the space forces, which were called the Principality of Xeon, and the people on Earth who were the Federation. And it seems to be relatively peaceful, but there's a terrorist attack by the remnants of Neo Xeon, mm-hmm. which was a group that was splintered off from Char's last attempt at destroying the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we find out later the real reason they're doing all this, but if I mention that, it'd be spoilers. But main character Menager Lynx acquires the new Gundam prototype that's based on the Psycho Gundam frames, which you would have seen if you watched Zeta.
Mm-hmm.
But and I guess Char's counterattack, because I think New Gundam was supposedly part Psycho Frame. But he finds out that his dad was like the head of this foundation called the Vis Foundation, and he basically entrusts the Gundam to him mm-hmm. before he dies and the place blows up. But he gets involved into this little mini war between the Federation and the Sleeves.
Yeah.
And a conspiracy to get control of the Gundam so they can find this thing called the Plossus Blocks, which apparently holds the truth behind the incident that led to the Universal Century.
Hmm. Okay.
And so it's a big old – so basically it's a big old race, and it's actually a pretty good series. The dubbing was kind of iffy at times, but I watched this show on Toonami rather than Crunchyroll, so I didn't watch it subbed.
Hmm.
But for the most part, it's acceptable. There's some mm-hmm. characters that don't fit well, I think, but other characters, they sound like they're speaking in my like they're just reading their lines, but they're supposed to be monotone. So it might be kind of hard to pick up on that, but I think they did a good job of the characters they were supposed to portray.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give this show an 8.5.
Yeah. All right. That's good, man. Now, what other review do you have, man?
Anyways, the other review is Teen Titan, the Judas Contract. This is an adaptation based on the storyline in Teen Titans. I've never actually read the Teen Titans, but if you had watched the original Hanna-Barbera show, they covered this arc a little bit. And it's basically about how Teen Titans accepted a new member of their team named Terra. And we find out later that Terra's actually been working with Slade Wilson, who's Deathstroke.
But, spoilers.
Are they allowed to call him Deathstroke?
It's not that much of a spoiler since you learn it in like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. Are they allowed to call him Deathstroke, or is it like the Teen Titans cartoon where they had to call him Slade?
No, I mean the only reason they did that is because Hanna-Barbera didn't have the rights to Deathstroke's name, and even though the show aired on like Kids WB, you think it'd be a WB thing, but whatever. But I guess maybe Hanna-Barbera had more rights than WB did at the time. But anyways, the whole movie devolves around how she doesn't – they're trying to get her to be more comfortable in the team, and she's been playing all of them. And then there's this weird plot with some cult, and I'd say it's a – decent adaptation, but from what I've heard people who've actually read the comic, it could have been a lot better. But one of the things they actually appreciated was the fact that the nature of Terra's relationship with Slade isn't as it was in the comic book, which is gross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So what – let's speed this along, dude. We got some E3 stuff, and
I'm going to give this give it a 7.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good. I've given DC props for their animated movies for a long time. So, yeah, that's cool. 7.5. Have you had a chance to see it, Breakman?
No.
No. I think I started watching the Judas Contract, and
it sounds a lot like some of the stuff that happened in the original cartoon, though. Yeah. Like Terra fighting
Slip. Well, I think one thing that the Hanna-Barbera show got wrong was how Terra powers work. She's supposed to manipulate the Earth, and in that show, I think she was like using psychic powers and shit. Mm. That was weird.
Yeah. So, before we move on, gentlemen, I'll have you know, and I'm not going to mention who it is, but somebody gave me a DM and said that they were listening, and they wanted me to say hi to my house kitten. So, hi, house kitten. How you doing? There you go. That was a personal request, man. I do what
the fans.
Hear
any cat?
Yeah.
What? Okay. Who is the house kitten?
I'm not. She wanted me to say it. It's a female. I'm just saying. So, you know,
it's
I said.
Okay,
it.
You can say it's Moria. We're fine.
Oh,
it's definitely not Moria, you son of a bitch.
I didn't realize house kitten was a code name.
No, I look. I just wanted. A fan of the show, DMs or comments or anything, we say it on the show, right, Breakman? So I had to
say sure, why not?
Yeah. All right, there you go. So, hey, house kitten.
You're literally talking about a house cat.
Yeah, I'm talking about my house.
The worst named cat ever. Hey, house kitten.
Hey, kitten.
Poor cat's 10 years old and you still call it kitten. Hey, yeah. House kitten. Cat just
all
stares
right.
at you like, you motherfucker.
Right. All right, let's move on. E3, we'll keep that free-for-all topic, Eric, unless you were really wanted to do it this week, because we can do that.
Nah,
yeah, let's get into E3.
If we have time, we can do it later, but let's do E3 stuff.
Okay, E3. Go ahead. Breakman, what general impressions, what were you excited
about? Well, we talked about the conferences earlier, and that's mostly what I watched. I watched some gameplay footage videos, like exclusive to the games, but mostly I just had time to watch the conferences. And I wrote down a few games that I kind of wanted to talk about, games that I hadn't seen or there hasn't been much info on them yet. You know, there are, of course, games coming out like South Park, which everybody knows I want.
Right.
I want it.
Yeah.
My precious. Anyway, some games that I saw for the first time, or maybe we'd only seen a little bit of. Let's see here, Mario Odyssey.
Yes! Oh my goodness, Mario Odyssey was the best game shown, man. It looks awesome. Continue.
You can possess hat things and like the dinosaurs and tanks,
like
tiny little frogs.
The way they did the video too, like they didn't reveal that you could possess anything through the first part of the video. It just like kind of showed you here's the regular abilities, you know, here's what you're gonna do with the hat, and it's like, oh, this stuff looks cool. This is kind of the stuff we've seen from Mario before, but still looks a lot of fun. And then they started with what you could do with the hat by possessing anything that you see.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking crazy. It's like, holy shit, that does look like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So you can control, like, the bullet bills or the Goomba or whatever, which is crazy.
You know, even funnier is that ROM hackers actually hacked Mario 64 to have the same abilities in that game.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says Mario Odyssey looks good. I agree, Dungeon Buster. I thought that was the game of the show, but, you know, that's probably my Nintendo bias sneaking in a little bit, but I was impressed with other games.
Yeah, the ones I wrote down.
And like, it's coming out in October.
Go ahead, Breakman.
October 26th.
Hang on, Eric.
Yeah, and a lot of these – the games that I wrote down, I think most of them are coming out this year.
Yeah, like what – name them, dude. Come on.
Well, no, we were still talking about this one. Like what was Eric saying? I didn't want to interrupt.
I'm done. That's all I said.
Yeah. Eric interrupted you.
Oh, well, right. He had a point to say. Yeah. I wanted him to say it too. I mean, we all want to talk about this game. It sounds like all of us liked what we saw and we want to play it.
The buzz is big on that game for sure, man. All right, what else?
It looks a lot of fun, but that'd be really the only Switch game where I'm like, yes, that's what I got to play.
Yeah, it's a system.
Although, Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's a system seller for sure. Any Mario game is, but that one looks exceptional for sure.
The Mario are system sellers.
Yeah. Maybe you can start GoFundMe so we can get Frank a Switch.
Yeah.
Odyssey is coming out this year along with hopefully Xenogears 2, according to Dungeon Buster.
Yeah, they said holiday of 2017, but...
I haven't seen Xenogears 2. I must write this down. I must look later.
Xenoblade 2.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I saw the Xenoblade 2. So anyway, that – what were we talking about? We were on Mario – I'm sorry, Mario Odyssey. You know what's funny? I thought that Nintendo managed to make a big statement in the Ubisoft conference and a little bit in the – Bethesda conference, whereas Sony and Microsoft didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So Nintendo kind of, even though they don't have their own press conference, they kind of, you know.
They snuck it in, didn't they, yeah. Breakman? They kind of got their point made and got the fuck out of Dodge, man. That's a way to do it, man.
It probably cost them a lot less money than it did Ubisoft and Bethesda.
No question.
Also, I am interested in playing that Rabbids game because I hate Rabbids, so shooting in the face sounds interesting to me.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Break. Yeah, what other
games? Like XCOM.
Yeah. What are the games you excited for, Break?
You mean the Mario and Rabbids Kingdom
game? Yeah.
Okay. That looked interesting, but I kind of got the idea it was going to be like light. You know, like not like the advanced, like an advanced game, more of a game for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fine though.
Okay. No, I'm not. You know, if you want that,
because like so a lot of the barrier, the entry to XCOM is its complexity.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. So I guess that is a good idea, but at the same time, you kind of want more. To me, it feels like a kind of game where you play it to a certain point and you start feeling like, okay, I'd like to do more, but you kind of feel limited. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. That's just my impressions of it. Anyway, so moving from the Switch, another game that I saw that I think me and Frank can talk about, and Eric will probably take a nap here, is the next Madden game.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
The next Madden game is doing something completely new to the Madden franchise.
Yeah.
With storylines like wrestling?
Actually, it does have a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they've added this time. They've added basically you play a kid in high school who you have to determine what college you're going to go to, I guess. See, that's one of the questions I have is do you have to go to the colleges that they showed in the video or can you go to – your own college.
I'm sure they'll make you.
Maybe it's like maybe you have to roll a die, and if you fail, you go out of college.
Yeah,
or something.
Well, basically, it's the story of you being a quarterback, so you're not going to fail out of college. I don't think that would be pretty fucking hilarious. And there's like a mode you fail a math test. Like
you have to actually go through all the motions of high school and like take the test. You have to take the SAT test to get into college, and it's all stressful. You're like, damn. Let me look on your paper, bro. Like it's all that would be awesome, man. All right,
it'd be like Persona, Social Links.
Yeah,
you go to college and they make you take those bullshit classes that you can pass through easy. Like you take a scuba diving class, so there's a scuba diving mini game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, A+! I found a fish. A+! I graduated. So anyway, they added a storyline to this game. So there are actually actors in it now, not just the football players that we're used to. And you're going to go through a college career and then an NFL career. But the one question I really did have is if you could choose who your NFL team is.
Oh, God.
That's what affects me the most. If you're the Giants, which is who they showed in the video, if you have to play for the Giants,
fuck
I'm not
that.
As interested as that was a moment ago.
Yeah, I'm not doing the Giants, man.
I want to play as the Bengals, or in your case, you want to play as the almost the Panthers. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, you are exiled.
I'm so sorry. I didn't say it. I almost said it.
You came
play
close,
as the
man.
Broncos.
Yeah,
the Broncos.
Everybody should play the Broncos. Fucking champs, man. Well, not last year, but you know what I mean. But yeah, that's exciting, dude. I was impressed with that. What else, Breakman?
And that is on every system. Let me see. But this game, I'm not. I think it's only on probably the big systems. But I was really impressed with what I saw with the new Spider-Man game.
Oh yeah, that dude. I forgot about that game, but I did want to talk about that. Go ahead.
I think it's just called Spider-Man right now. But I think it was originally going to be called Homecoming, but then they realized it wouldn't be out in time for the film.
Yeah.
So is it have brand association with it? Even though it has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the movie. That's what I thought. They showed a lot of the footage, and it looks so seamless. At some points, I'm watching it, and I'm just like, wow, I'm watching a movie of Spider-Man with all this voice acting.
Miles Morales possibly getting a game.
Blake, hang on. Or, I'm sorry, Eric, hold on, dude. Let Blake finish. She's talking about the game. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying, but it just seemed really fluid how he was swinging through the city, and there's a lot of a story going on, and it captured this feeling of what's that one game, Uncharted, kind of like that movie video game experience.
Yeah,
it felt a lot like that, and then you got to the combat, and the combat gave me this feeling of the Batman games.
Yeah,
only better because of Spider-Man.
Right. Yeah, it looked really. This game looks really awesome.
Yeah. What do you got?
I don't know who Mr. Negative is, though. Can you enlighten me?
I'm vague on it. I can't tell you for sure. But that was going to be my question. Which major villain is going to be behind all this? Because the one in the trailer, I don't think is the. The main villain.
Well, Wilson Fisk is also in the trailer.
Wilson Fisk is in the trailer, but I think he's more of a cameo. There's someone else involved, and I'm racking my brain, man. I don't know which villain that they're going to go with, but it's going to be awesome. It looks great. Looks great.
I think it'd be one of his smarter villains, which makes me think of Doc Ock.
Really fun Spider-Man game and. Since Spider-Man 2, the movie Spider-Man 2 game. Yeah. And I never actually finished that one because I rented it for GameCube and then I had to return it. Mm. And I never got around to buying it.
Yeah. All right. I
played that when I was when I ran my own store.
Yeah. What?
I never finished it either. But the next one I played of that it broke on me at some point. I got caught in a glitch and I said, fuck this, and was done with it. So that was the last time I played a Spider-Man game too.
Yeah.
The next game was actually at the Bethesda conference. Doom VFR just looks like a lot of fun to me. Virtual reality Doom.
Yeah, dude, that actually sounds good.
I don't want to buy VR to play it though.
Yeah, I don't want to buy everything you have to play it, but that just looks like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah, it does look
like a different game from Doom.
No, I don't think so.
Or is it just Doom with VR?
I think it's pretty much just Doom with VR and multiplayer. Yeah. Mm. I don't know if it's even going to be story from what they showed in the trailer. They just showed multiplayer, which looks like a lot of fun. I like those kind of games. Like, if it wasn't for those kind of games, I wouldn't play the first-person shooters I play
now,
probably.
It's a more multiplayer-focused version of Doom, but with VR support. Maybe you don't have to play with VR.
Yeah. Okay.
Dungeon Buster says Wolfenstein and New Colossus was his favorite at the Bethesda conference.
Trailer. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to see New Colossus, but I did see some of Wolfenstein. That looks impressive.
That's what the game's called.
That's right. That's right. I saw some of that. Dungeon Buster, you're right. I'm thinking of something else. Shadow of the Colossus, I'm thinking. Yeah. Wolfenstein looks interesting. I wasn't really impressed with the last Wolfenstein, but this one looks really good.
You never played the New Order or the Old Blood?
I
bought them on like a Black Friday sale on PS4.
Yeah, I played one of them and it just wasn't great. I can't remember off the top of my head. I don't have it in front of me, but I liked it okay, but I'm a big Wolfenstein fan, so
yeah. That one I missed those. Like the last one I played was on the original Xbox, I think.
Yeah.
I've always
really
liked
the one from
2009. Yeah. Hold on, Eric.
Or Return of Castle Wolfenstein. That's the one you're thinking about.
I think it's Return.
Yeah,
I think it's Return.
I must have played all Old Blood because Dungeon Buster says he loved New Order. Old Blood was all right. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was New Order actually. Dungeon. actually, I think it was Old Blood that I played. I saw New Order too.
That was the one that came out after New Order.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously Dungeon Buster saw the conference, so I think he probably knows what I'm going to say next. And God help me if I ever get this game, because my life will probably end. But Bethesda announced also for the virtual reality of Fallout 4.
I
play enough Fallout 4 as it is, but if you put me in like a virtual reality Fallout 4, like I'll never leave. Yeah, I might starve to death while playing a game. Like, oh, I'm hungry, and go try to virtually eat. Like, why isn't it satiating me?
You know, this
starving here. God,
this is interesting, Breakman. Because how are you going to romance all your lovers on Fallout 4, man? Are you going to feel kind of weird? There's like, you know, either like a really ugly person, male or female, and you have to check.
Aren't they all ugly? Because it's a Bethesda game.
Hold on, Eric.
What? You want a list of all the ones I've romanced? I've romanced them all. There's only one character left, but you can't. They don't fall in love if you can just, you know, they just worship you type thing. Yeah. Let me see. Two women, two men, a robot that transferred her mind into an android. So technically I'm screwing a robot, an android, and a ghoul. Which, if you know the lore of the game, you're not supposed to call them zombies, but pretty much they are zombies. And the ghoul, this kind of ghoul still has his brains left, but eventually they'll rot out and he'll go crazy. Once Break gets VR Fallout 4, I'll put him on a list for care packages to be delivered weekly.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to read that comment.
I'm trying to understand how VR Fallout 4 works on a non-Sony platform if the Xbox One X does not have support for VR.
Who knows, man? Who knows? That would be interesting. Maybe Dungeon knows that. I didn't pick up that detail.
I don't know either. I wasn't paying enough attention to that. I was just like, ooh.
You guys, Eric, what? Let's go with you. Are you done, Break? I'm sorry, I didn't.
No, mean I wasn't done.
Go ahead.
I still have one more game in the game that like I said, I'm not talking about the games that I've already talked about. Like, I'm not talking about the South Parks or the Crackdowns. You know, there's always Call of Duty. Every year, there's a fucking new Call of Duty type thing. Not that I played Call of Duty in a while, but you know what I mean. This game I wasn't on my radar, but now it definitely is, because Far Cry 5 to me was the best game I saw there at the E3 videos.
I can see why.
I want to play some Far Cry 5. It won't be out until next year, which is fine. It's the only game on the list it's not out until next year, but not like I'm in a hurry to go buy anything when it just because it releases.
I know, man. It gets overwhelming at times, man. Yeah. But
yeah, I don't have the kind of like recreational mind to do that. But more than anything, I don't have the time. And you know how I am. I like to play the same game. Like, I like to really get my money's worth out of the game. And Dungeon Buster says Far Cry 5. Oh, God. Damn you, Fallout. Get out of my head. Leave me alone for a moment. Far Cry 5.
Crazy Christian terrorist. That's what the game's about.
He says he loves the Far Cry series anyway, so this is exciting. I've never actually – I take that back. I played a little bit of Far Cry 2. A lot of fun to me.
Yeah.
I got dealing with the crazy religious cult and just the interactivity of the Far Cry games.
Yeah.
Yep. Fallout Cry.
So that's my last that's the last game. You can do all what right. you wanted to do now.
Yeah, no problem.
Just wait next year where they give Far Cry 5 VR.
Fart Cry 5.
VR Cry 5.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, see, if I got in the Fallout like VR, if I got all this stuff and stuff, you know, the VR kit and everything, got the game. By the time I was done with that, Fallout 5 is going to be out. Like, shit.
Dungeon Buster says, Fallout Cry? Oh, my God. Never leaving the house. Yeah, for sure, man. All right, Eric, what are some of yours?
I'm actually interested in the Assassin's Creed Origins. I mean, despite the really lame name, it's going to introduce RPG elements to the series. But the one thing that kind of annoyed me is like, oh, Ubisoft's doing the same thing Breath of the Wild did, where you have arrow time when you jump up in midair and pull out your bow.
I'm okay with it, man.
And that's not the only game that's doing it either. There's like a couple other games that were doing it. So let's rip on Nintendo since we're not original.
That's the thing of this year, Arrow Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, it looks like an interesting game, and the fact that it doesn't take place in Europe is also makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
And Egypt, ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
And you can actually use an eagle to scout the area ahead of you.
Oh, that's
falcon neat. Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then there's, of course, Mario Odyssey, like Brake mentioned, but Superstar Saga looks fun. And it was only teased, but I am excited for Metroid Prime 4.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not. It's not being made by Retro Studios, but hopefully they've got a decent group of people working on it.
Yeah.
But I was also very much interested in the Metroid 2 remakes, Samus Returns.
Oh, I missed that. I don't know how I missed it, but I missed it. I need to check that out.
Yeah.
And those will be coming to the 3DS, that along with Superstar Saga. And that one comes out like September 9th or something. So right after Labor Day. Or the week of Labor Day. But anyways, he keeps saying Xenogears too. It's Xenoblade Dungeon Buster.
Yeah. Yeah, Dungeon Buster.
I really want Xenogears 2 now, damn it.
I know.
Anyways,
I've wanted that for a while.
I haven't played Life is Strange yet, but I guess I'm also kind of interested in their Before the Storm prequel game with a completely different art style, which is bizarre, but okay. But I do have Life is Strange on PSN, so I just need to play it at some point.
Yeah.
But I saw the trailer for Anthem and I was like, yeah, this is basically a third person shooty BioWare game, so I'm not interested, because I was kind of hoping BioWare would make a good RPG, and well, they're just back to shooty shit.
Yeah.
Dungeon Buster keeps saying Xenogears 2. It makes me wonder, you're a Xenoblade.
You're a Xenoblade. All right.
I was relieved once I heard that Xenoblade 2 is going to be localized by Nintendo of Europe, so they're going to be using hopefully mostly European voice actors, because I did not like the voice acting for Xenoblade X.
Yeah.
It was just deadpan most of the time and boring. Then again, the story was boring in the game, so it didn't help either. But, other games I'm interested in. I'm interested in that game for the Xbox One that's called Super Lucky's Tale.
I didn't see that one.
And there is a PlayStation VR game I'm interested in that hopefully doesn't need to be played in VR. Hopefully it's not a VR exclusive game, but it's called Moss. You play as this little mouse with a sword that's made out of, I guess, Moss.
I would have preferred you play as Moss. That would have been good. I'm just kidding, man. What else, Eric?
Anyways, other games. The Mario and Rabbids game, like I mentioned. Yeah. But there's a Sushi Strikers game The Way of Sushido is what the subtitle for the game is called. But it looks like a fun little puzzle game.
Yeah.
That Nintendo's actually putting out. And trying to think a little bit more. I can't get excited about Beyond Good and Evil 2 because it might as well not exist until it's out.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
But
until they show gameplay, we don't believe they're making it.
Right. Oh, yeah. And how did you miss this break in yours? But Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah. That game does look good.
I forgot to write that down. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that
does look a lot of fun.
I hope that there are more anime games, anime fighter games using that engine coming from them in the future.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to play a Sailor Moon one.
I want the cartoon to look like that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you want the cartoon looking like that because CG usually doesn't animate well with outside of controlled conditions.
Mm. Well, then maybe they can figure out a way to make it animate well.
And maintain a budget for something like that, that'd be difficult. Because if you tried watching the new Berserk, it's all CG and it looks ugly as shit. And it animates ugly as garbage. Mm-hmm. It is awful. It's like South Park level now.
Oh my god. All right, dude. Anything else, Eric? Because I got a couple. I'm surprised you guys.
That's all I can really think about. I mean, not a whole lot impressed me except for those nice surprises that I just mentioned.
Did anybody show any gameplay for the Strange Odyssey game, the remake? Does anybody know? Because I did not.
Strange Odyssey? No, I'm not familiar.
Don't even know what Strange Odyssey is.
Is it not Strange Odyssey? What's that? It's not a Shin Megami Tensei game. It's called
Strange Journey.
Strange Journey. Yeah, Strange Journey, man.
It's called Redo here, though. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to Dungeon Buster hit one that you guys didn't hit. Anthem. Anthem looks good. Oh, did you? Okay. Trailer for Ashen. I did not see
it
that one.
It looks good, but it's like at the same time, it's probably going to disappoint me.
There was a side-scrolling game that I saw for the Xbox.
Is it the one I mentioned, the Super Lucky's Tale?
No. That one looks a lot like Mario 64.
Oh, yeah. Side-scrolling. There's one more I forgot. Last Night.
That's the one.
Yes. Last Night.
That
looked
really good.
Yeah. you're a Xenoblade.
That's the one you've forgotten. That's the one I was thinking of. It looks like it's set in like the world of Blade Runner to me.
Yeah. That game, the Artful Escape, also looks slightly interesting.
Yeah.
But
there was. I'm going to go to this one. It's a major one, and I know they've kind of showed it before, but I saw a little more from the God of War, the new God of War game, and that looks pretty fucking amazing to me.
I don't know about that one.
I think it looks good. I
think what's going to happen is they're going to try to make – since the datifications of games doesn't seem to be stopping, they're going to try to make Kratos human and likable, and they're going to fail just like they did with Ninja Gaiden.
Look, you are doing what all the haters are doing. You're judging before you play, dude. Like, I reserve
judgment. All I know is I played God of War 3 and it storyboarded me.
Well, then it bored you, but you played it. You have not played
and
this game.
I didn't like the one that came after that, the Ascension game.
I didn't like Ascension, but I really liked 3, especially in the graphic department. At that time, I thought it was the best-looking game I'd ever seen. Now that Honor...
They do something new with the gameplay, because it's kind of stale at this point.
Yeah, I like they're doing something new with the storyline. Well, I shouldn't say it's new, because they did it with the last one, but it's still unique to games. Like, you're doing, a father and son type thing.
Yeah. I think the story might be salvaged if they fail to make Kratos interesting. Hopefully the characters around him become interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think what they want you to start doing is maybe not to humanize him, but his connection with his son.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to kind of because everybody can feel that. They can relate to that. Everybody has a connection with their father. That I shouldn't say everybody.
On Roto Fulver, talk about the family he murdered.
Are we talking like Father Nelson kind of relationship break, or are we talking like your dad type of relationship?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like everybody has – God damn it. I'll say it again. A lot of people have relationships with their dad. Some people only have dads. Sorry.
Showering with your dad simulator, God of War edition.
What the fuck? What?
I will not buy –
why did you go to showering with your dad?
That is the actual game.
Yeah. Look, wow. I want God of War to be good. If it's not, it's not. But please don't discard the sex scene. Please. We have to have that. That was kind of unique.
There'll be a flashback to how he conceived his son.
Yeah. That would be cool. That would be a creative way of adding
mini game.
I doubt it's going to make in there, but all right. And then what else did I see? Okay, I said the game of the show for me was, from what I've seen, I didn't see much of it, but Odyssey. I'm really, really excited for Evil Within 2. I don't know why. But it, you know, oh, and the one that you all forgot. Actually, I think this one, woo, Metroid Prime 4. That's the one.
I didn't see any gameplay. I just saw.
Yeah, like, it was just a teaser.
I don't care.
Hey, we're developing this.
I trust.
Like, that's not something I want to talk about. It's just a fucking teaser.
I don't care. Metroid 4, man. It's got to come out next year. Please, oh, please come out next year. That to me is a system seller for me in particular. I know it may not be a system seller for everybody, but man, I want to see that. Yeah, that's about it, man.
I actually guessed it on a podcast, and maybe it'll be up in a couple of days. But it was the Q&A podcast.
Yeah, cool.
RP Gamer.
Right on.
We talked about stuff on E3.
Right on, man. That's awesome. Okay. Let's go around the table once. Let's give our lasting impressions of this.
Dungeon Buster says it best. I would have mentioned Metroid Prime 4.
Hold on, Eric. Hold on.
I would have mentioned Metroid Prime 4, but all they gave us was a title.
Dude, that's good enough.
It's not even a title. It's like, because like, we don't even have a subtitle, because there probably will be one.
Good enough for me. I'm good with that.
Speaking of games without titles, there's also Kirby and Yoshi for the Switch.
Yes, I forgot. Next year. Yoshi looks amazing.
I kind of hope that those are the titles.
No, because there was already a Yoshi, and that was a puzzle game.
Yeah. All right, let's go around the table here. Our final impressions of this year's E3. We'll start with Breakman.
I enjoyed it. I don't know why you're such a bitter old man.
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
Crank's a cantankerous old man.
Look, I enjoyed it too. The press conferences are getting to be like, meh. You know, it's like nobody.
Yeah, that's just proof that press conferences are boring, and we're all just now realizing it.
Yeah.
All right. A press conference for me is an easy way for me to watch a bunch of trailers without having to get up or change to another video or something.
I was going to say without actually having to click a button on your computer to watch all the trailers.
Exactly. Just like it was rough for George Jetson, it's rough for me. A lot of work. Damn button.
So final impressions, Brickman.
But anyway, every year at E3, there's been an E3 that's passed where I haven't seen a game or two that I was surprised by and that I really want to play. Who knows if I get to play them? There's a lot of games I've wanted to play over the years, which, you know, just like everybody, hadn't had the opportunity to play.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're definitely ones I'd like to play and ones that I wasn't thinking about before. Like, I probably wasn't thinking about Far Cry, but definitely am now.
Yeah.
And Mario is one of those games that makes me want to fucking Switch so bad.
Oh, dude, go for it. Dungeon Buster says, I can forgive E3 for being a bit boring in spots. It's supposed to be mainly a trade show like CES for games anyways. Yeah, I agree, Dungeon Buster, but it's grown to so much.
There's a game I forgot to mention,
Eric,
too.
Hang on, Eric. Let me finish my sentence. I even forgot what I was saying. Yeah, it's supposed to be CS, but it's grown and, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
Basically, E3 was designed for big companies like Nintendo and Sony to sell their games to companies. Yeah. So they want to sell their games to places like Walmart, Toys R Us, and stuff like that because they want them to obviously sell their games to us.
Yeah, I can't wait till they come out with Night Trap 2. That's what I'm waiting for.
Night Trap.
Dungeon Buster says, I remember when I used to go, there were people in three-piece suits everywhere. I'm old enough to remember that. I've never been to E3 Dungeon, but I do remember that. All right, Eric.
Wait, hold on. What the fuck is going on? Dungeon Buster has been to North Korea and E3? What the fuck is going on?
He's an old man, too, like the rest of you.
all this shit I'm learning about Dungeon Buster. Like, Dungeon Buster, like, you've had an interesting life. What's going on here, buddy?
Dude, at Dungeon Buster, hold down on I'm telling you know, I was going to tell you guys this earlier, but I'm thinking Dungeon Buster's a North Korean spy, man. That's what I'm saying.
Or he's your evil twin, Frank.
Frank. No,
Dungeon Buster isn't that
old. Shot his uncle with an anti-aircraft gun or anti-air gun.
Yeah.
Nothing. Don't say a word.
Oh wait, Dungeon Buster's King Jong Young, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Dungeon Buster's not old enough to be my twin, man. All right. Howard Lincoln nearly ran me over with his entourage. That's awesome, man. Okay. Here we go. Eric, your final impression before we...
Yeah, there's two games I didn't mention, but one of them we've already covered on the show. That was Code Vein. That looks interesting, and Ashen also does, but to a lesser extent.
Yeah, I mentioned Ashen, dude. Yeah. No. Anything else? Your final impressions, Eric?
I'm going to get... do you want me to give grades for the...
No grades, just your overall impression.
I didn't expect very many surprise announcements to hear, but I did like the few surprises I did see.
Yeah, no, that's a good way of looking at it for sure, man. I thought the conferences.
It's just going to be. I didn't expect moments like Tak Fuji either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you know anything involving the presser for the person who I forget who her name was, but she was from Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything involving her.
Yeah.
Oh, there was something else I saw that was I thought was really cool, even though I don't really care about the game. But Minecraft, how they've designed it where you can play cross-platform, really.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're Sony, because Sony's retarded.
Yeah.
Sorry, I meant stupid.
Yeah.
You shouldn't say retarded anymore because it's an insult.
I
know. Sometimes it...
old, so I'm adjusting is difficult sometimes.
I understand, man. I know what you're saying because sometimes I say, like, gay like that. I don't mean to because I don't want to insult gay people. It just it comes out because it's what I'm
– We've actually talked about this before on the show.
We have talked about this.
You know, so if it comes out, it's not – we know because – I mean everybody knows.
It's my generation's residue and me forgetting that I have to not change my mindset.
It's hard sometimes, you know, to – differentiate that, but anybody that knows us knows, you know, what we really mean. There are different meanings to different words too, so you know. I was gonna ask Dungeon in chat if he had listened to the Lara Shigihara interview that we did, that Eric and I and almost Breakman did the week before. If you haven't, check it out, man. It's really, really cool. My overall impression was I liked E3 this year a lot. Like I mentioned earlier, the press conference, meh, they were kind of meh to me. The games themselves, I'm all about the games, baby. It's looking good. Gaming has never looked better and felt better and is better. So enjoy it while you can, man. It's insanely cool.
In a few years, every company is going to just do their own like digital presentations online.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that, actually. But I do think there needs to be a trade show for the fans like E3. And I think E3 will, you know, be around for a long time. So, all right, let's do our plugs. Let's go with Breakman first.
You can follow me at RPGrinders and at @break_man. And not don't spell out underscore. It's just the underscore.
That's probably why you haven't been getting
Maybe
followers.
Maybe we just call you underscore man from now on.
underscore man. Yeah. All right. Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG. And you can also find reviews on sites like Boss Bash Brigade and TotalEGN.com and VogNetwork.com and HonestGamers.com. And I've got three reviews up on Boss Bash Brigade right now. Two of them are the Arrow Gaze, Nekopara Volume 3 and Neko Nin Exheart. And I've got the review of Rockwin up there as well.
Oh, perfect. That's a good transition. Anything else, Eric, before I move on?
Yeah, be sure to listen to our interview with Lara Shigihara, who made the game. And that will be titled Special Episode Number 1 because I I don't plan on it being a series, but since I just started it, I might as well keep going.
Yeah, no, anytime we do an interview, we should treat it like that so it doesn't take time on the show. But yes, yeah. Everybody check out our interview, our big interview with Laura Shigehara. She was an absolute delight. We really enjoyed having her for the time that we did. She was gracious enough to give us a half an hour. I'm usually good about keeping people a little bit longer than they want to, but we really appreciate the time that she took to do that interview. So it's on our feed. Go to rpgrinders.com and you'll get it there. And tell your friends. Please tell your friends that, you know, it's a shitty interview, a great interview, whatever. But, you know, drive people here because we need it for sure. I'm thinking about, you know, doing maybe an Indiegogo or something. I don't know what the best way to do it, but we need to raise like $95 for 5 years of hosting. And I am flat broke right now, so I have no money. But if we can, you know, have a call to arms to keep the website going, that would be really, really cool. So if anybody has any suggestions on how to raise money super quick, please let me know, and we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. What else? RPGrinders.com for sure. And that's about – oh, yeah, definitely check out Rakuen, R-A-K-U-E-N, the new game.
Also,
the new game. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Eric. No, go ahead.
I did have a couple more things to say. Like, I did a snack review on Strawberry Cowtails on my YouTube channel, Funny T-Man.
Yeah. Make sure you check out Rakuen, R-A-K-U-E-N. It looks like a fun game. I want to play it at some point. Eric does have a review. Check out Eric's review. Anything else, Eric?
Stay safe, I guess.
Yeah. Anything else, Breakman?
I mean, yes. What? Yeah. Who are we talking about? What happened?
Hookers.
Oh, and
hookers. Yes.
Hookers and blow. Yes. And I want to say kitten
you
one more time.
Blow. I'll take the hookers. Yes.
I just want to say kitten one more time. That's it. And till next week, everybody, stay safe at home. Until next week, we are out. Gents, everybody in chat, thank you so much.